Aspen Airport, as far as requirements, is like I'd say almost any other airport. You need to be a licensed pilot or a certified pilot. For a trained pilot, at a minimum, would be a private pilot with 40 hours of flight training. With the weather in Aspen on the day of the incident, the weather was bad. To fly into Aspen on that day, you would have also needed an instrument rating. An instrument rating requires another 40 hours on top of the initial 40 hours of training. So they're going to have, at a minimum, 80 hours of flight training.
And that instrument rating training that you mentioned, I think it's been described as wearing kind of a plastic helmet or a hat to make sure that you can't see outside while you're figuring out how to fly. Is that right?
That's right. They call it a hood. And it's basically a big plastic visor. It's probably about almost up to a foot long. And you just strap it on your head, and so you can't see out the windshield, which is definitely, you lose your sense of bearings initially, and it takes some practice to get used to it. But once you're done, you get very proficient on controlling an aircraft just by reference to instruments.
So an international corporate pilot, that's a pilot who's flying a private plane, and it seems like that's the kind of pilot who was involved in this crash. They essentially then would have gotten their regular flying certificate and then would have been cleared for flying in bad weather, and that's it?
They would, as a professional corporate pilot, they would have held at a minimum a commercial certificate, but most likely an airline transport certificate. So they're going to have anywhere from 250 to 1,500 hours plus a significant amount of flight training and flight experience. And then there's going to be two pilots. There's a pilot in command, which everybody typically calls a captain, and then what they call a second in command, which in the airline world they would oftentimes call the first officer. Typically, though, to fly an aircraft of that size, a Challenger 600, it's a large airplane. It's typically a well-paid pilot position. That's definitely going to be a pilot who's got quite a bit of flight experience, probably has spent many years in the industry. They're going to be trained specifically in that airplane type. And then insurance companies are typically going to require the crews to go back to train every 6 months or every 12 months. It's not a legal requirement, but the insurance companies are typically going to require flight crew training just to insure the aircraft.
So it's likely that these pilots had a lot of experience, particularly in that kind of aircraft, but we don't know whether they had training experience specifically for Aspen or other difficult mountain airports.
Absolutely. And you know, that's one of the most important parts about flying is realizing that as a pilot, you oftentimes have a lot of experience in your aircraft type. But to fly into an airport like Aspen, you do not need any specific training. Now, an airline, they're going to receive specific training to go into that airport because they have more strict regulations. But as a private operator, you can operate into an airport like Aspen as long as you are current and proficient to fly. And those are the same rules that would apply flying into your local airport in Denver Centennial or anywhere else.
Alex, thanks for taking the time to talk with us.
Absolutely. Thank you.